Human Rights Watch says that the infighting among terrorist groups in northern Syria has forced at least 30,000 civilians to flee their homes. The group calls on Turkey to open its border and let the refugees through. It also says the displaced Syrians are at risk of becoming victims of horrific abuses. People have held a protest in central New York against a delay in the sentencing of an ex-police officer who shot dead a black man in 2014. The sentencing of Peter Liang was delayed as a court said one of the jurors was potentially concealing anti-police bias. U.S. Defense Chief has said that he is planning a visit to an American aircraft carrier in the South China Sea. Ashton Carter added that the U.S. will also deploy hundreds of troops and five warplanes to the Philippines. In reaction, China has warned the U.S. against militarizing the South China Sea. A U.S. drone strike has claimed at least 40 lives in Afghanistan's eastern province of Nangarhar. Officials say the victims are members of the Daesh terrorist group. The U.S. has been carrying out drone attacks in a number of Muslim countries. Many of its victims have been civilians. Rescue operation is underway in Japan's southwest following two powerful earthquakes that left 9 people dead and nearly 1,000 others injured. Some 1,600 military personnel and more than 1,300 firefighters have been deployed to the quake-hit zone. The search is concentrating in Mashiki, a town near the epicenter of the earthquake. And finance ministers of Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain have called on the G20 powers to end the secrecy of shell companies as part of the fight against tax evasion and money laundering. They say tax havens should be sanctioned if they do not share corporate registry data with the others.